The Long Patrol, Disc 8.
Chapter 44. Spitting pebbles and dust, Formal Diggum worked furiously in the darkness. When the tunnel collapsed, he had been thrown partially clear, but he was trapped below the waist by the mountain of debris that stretched from floor to ceiling. The mole's powerful digging claws tore at the rubble, showering stone and mortar either side, until he pulled himself free. His head struck the lantern. It had gone out. Grabbing the cover off, Formal blew gently on the smouldering wick, and a spark showed. Slowly, he coaxed the flame back to life.
Ahoy there, mate! Move aside! I'm coming down!
Shad the Otter emerged from the top of the pile and slithered carefully over the slope of the cave-in, favouring his injured paw.
Come on! Let's get digging for the others!
Glittering pieces of booty sparkled in the lantern light. Shad seized a heavy gold platter, and using it as a scoop, he attacked the pile. Formal dug alongside him, calling out,
"Where are ye, you gentle beasts? Call out now!"
A muffled but urgent cry came back at them from inside the pile.
"Go easy! There's only a being protecting us! Dig careful, friends!"
Shad grunted as he tunnelled into the jumble of earth and stone.
"Take care of Miss Cracklin and the Abbess, young buddy! We'll soon have you out of there!"
They hauled aside a block of masonry between them and pulled and tugged at timbers and rock slivers. Formal flinched suddenly.
"Ouch! I be stabbed in the tail!"
Shad held up the lantern to see what it was. An ornate silver spearhead, studded with peridots and tasselled with silk, was poking out of the debris, its point waving and shaking.
"In here! We're in here! Hurry! The air's running out!"
Shad held onto the spearhead, while Formal dug swiftly around it. The good mole was an expert digger, and he soon had a small tunnel through to the three trapped creatures. Shad began enlarging it, scooping aside earth with his gold platter. There was an ominous creaking of timber, then the sound of Abbess Tansy's voice calling to them.
"You had best be quick. Cracklin's been knocked senseless, and I think this beam is about to break under the weight of rubble."
Shad thrust the lantern through and squeezed in after it. Bent double, he sized up the situation. The cave-in had fallen around a huge balk of timber, leaving a small space. Butty and Tansy were crouched in it, supporting the limp form of Cracklin. Suddenly, unable to bear the weight of collapsed material, the beam gave a splintering crack, showering them with soil and mortar dust. Formal scrambled in alongside Shad. Moving Tansy aside, he took a place so that he and Butty were supporting Cracklin.
"Hurr! It'd be girtly bad in your arm. Do get out quick-like!"